Revenue created the right way, through economic growth, not through higher taxes. The Congressional Budget Office released a new H.R. 1 analysis, which characteristically, I should say, underestimates the economic growth and hence the revenue that this bill will provide. CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, did the same thing with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. When it estimated revenues would be $1.5 trillion lower than what they've actually been.